your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is December 21st, 2025, and we are rocking and rolling here today. So, we got some good news on the horizon here. We've got the website up and running, and even though we're adding more content, more blogs, and a couple more links to some new products, for the most part, you can go there and visit us, and you can sign up, you can schedule, you can make your payments, all of the above. And remember, it's www.paulatweb.com. And web is spelled with two B's, as in boy. I am not a spider web, okay? So, I mean, I was called that when I was in grammar school, but that doesn't apply to these days. So, one of the things that we have added to the website is, and I know I briefly touched on this previously, but what we have now is life coaching for traders. And I know that some of you have taken advantage of that already because the life coaching is different. I know I went over this before, but I think I kind of need to go over it a little bit again. The coaching that I provide for traders, per se, that is on trading psychology. All right. That is what you're thinking, what you're feeling before, during, and after you're trading. All right. Now, I mean, that is critical. And there's a lot more involved in that, of course, as those of you who have, you know, taken coaching from me know. But what I'm getting at here is the life coaching, which is something I've been doing for a long time, probably since I want to say the early 1990s. This is strictly geared toward traders. And I know I've said this before, because quite a few traders that I've worked with have been in therapy or they've gone to therapy for whatever reasons. It's not really necessary for me to know why they went into therapy, but I'm going to say like 95% of them went into therapy and discussed their trading issues with their therapist. And as I've said previously, there is no way any therapist who is not a trader themselves, who is not an investor themselves, is going to be able to help any traders with any challenges they're having over their trading. Now, you know, most therapists are there for relationships or self-improvement, you know, for their patients, but they are not geared toward the psychology and the mental aspects of trading unless they are trading themselves. Now, with that said, you know, I've mentioned this quite a few times, and some traders have kind of come back to me and said, well, you know, my trader, I've been going to, or my therapist, I've been going to them for 10 years and they've really helped me out. I said, okay, well, if they've helped you out with your trading, then why are you calling me? And of course, they usually don't have an answer. Because the things they're asking me are the same things they asked their therapist. And, you know, 10 years of paying a therapist and the therapist couldn't tell you how to follow your rules. Your therapist couldn't tell you to put in your stops and tell you why you're not doing that. Come on, folks. You know, let's get real here. It doesn't mean that your therapist isn't any good. It just means they don't have expertise in this area called trading. That's all. Okay? So I'm not putting anybody's therapist down. It's just they don't have the expertise that I do to help you work through your issues as they apply to your trading. That's all. Okay? So that is the single hour session, that's the Stay on Track program, the premium coaching package. That is all about challenges related to your trading. Now, with the life coaching, that's a little more unique because there are countless traders that, have relationship problems. Okay? And these are facts. I know I've told you stories about, traders that are not they thought they were in good relationships until they started trading. So, this is something that you need to be aware of, that if your relationships are not necessarily, let's say, 100% or spot on, then, you might want to take advantage of that. Because in terms of relationship management, the stakes are higher and more emotional when you're a trader. And, because the loss of equity can be high and happen quite quickly. So, you as traders have to determine what relationships may be limiting you or prohibiting you from having a clear and concise approach to your trading because of any interactions with that person or those people. Now, that doesn't mean that, the relationship is doomed. It doesn't mean that it's a bad relationship. It just means that you have to define yourself as a trader in your mind and in your approach to yourself first. And then you have to explain that definition of who you are as a trader to any loved ones that are in your daily life. Especially for those of you that are working at another career while learning how to trade, or used to work at another career and now you've gotten into trading full time, you're not the same person that the people in your life used to know, because now you're a trader. Now you're an entrepreneur. Now you're self-employed. So that's a whole different ballgame to those people in your life. Okay? I mean, that would be like all of a sudden my dad not getting a paycheck anymore and not telling my mother, well, don't worry about it. I'm just going to do this new thing called trading. I mean, that would be ridiculous. My mother would say, I don't think so. We're going to have a discussion first. So, and for those of you that maybe all you've ever done is trading, this still doesn't mean anything, because a lot of people, even today, have less than positive perspectives, less than positive definitions about traders. I mean, look, all you see is negative stuff in the media. I mean, just look at all the crypto scandals, the Bernie Madoffs, the Ken Lay. I mean, this has been going on, for decades and decades. And so that's what people remember. And much as they may love you as a trader, that doesn't mean they may be comfortable with you being a trader. So that's two different things. They may love you. They may think, wow, he's dynamic. He's an entrepreneur. He's flying by the seat of his pants. He's going to take the crypto world by storm, or, make a killing in the stock market. And that's all exciting. But that isn't daily reality. And you folks know this. And so that's where you have to be. You, as the trader, have to be clear and concise to those loved ones as to who you are and what you can accomplish as a trader. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a profitable day every day, and you need to explain that. And if you can't or you won't because you're afraid of a blow up or a fight or an argument or whatever, you know, then that's where our life coaching comes in, because we can guide you on how to approach that dialogue that you need to have with your loved ones. And that could be your parents, it could be siblings, it could be your best friend, it could be your spouse, it could be your live-in partner. It doesn't matter who it is. The point is that as a trader, the more transparent you are to your loved ones, the more transparent you're going to be to yourself about your own results. And that's something that you definitely have to be true to yourself about. You have to be honest about your results. Are you making it or not? So think carefully before you choose the program, because one is strictly geared toward trading and the other one is strictly geared toward your relationships. And like I said, I've been doing the life coaching, I think 1991, I think when I actually started it, and I started it just for the spouses of traders. There was one conference we went to in Florida, put on by Fibonacci Trader. And I'll never forget, after we gave our presentation, we went out into the lobby and four or five wives came running up to me saying, "We need to talk. We need to talk." And I'm like, "Well, okay." Now I was tired. We've been working all day. I had boxes of books in my arms. And I said, "Well, let me just take these up to my room and I'll be back." So by the time I came back down, they were all seated around a table and had cocktails in front of them. And so I sat down and I said, "Okay, what would you ladies like to talk about?" And the floodgates opened. And that's how the life coaching got started. And a lot of it was just listening to them explain their fear of losing everything. And that's a valid concern. So, like I said, let's you know, just be careful as to which program you're doing, whether it's the life coaching or the coaching for trading psychology. And you know, we'll get you set up and we'll take care of you moving forward. All right. So we're going to continue on in a moment or two, and we'll go over some more cool stuff. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. All right, so I hope I made that clear. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can reach me at 760-636-4290. Sorry, I was like, wait, what's my phone number? You know how that is? You don't ever call your own phone number. Anyway, so the other thing that we have on the website, which is really pretty cool, is all of our programs now, the single hour, the Discipline Trader Workshop, the Stay on Track program, the life coaching, the premium coaching package, and the introductory call, you can just go to the shop page and click on that icon, that graphic there for whatever you want to, you know, work with me on. And that will take you right to our scheduling page and the payment page. So it's very simple. It all goes through Calendly now. So that's been set up, and I'm pretty happy about that. One of the other aspects that we added is our blog page. Now, the blog page is not 100% about trading. What it's about is a philosophy of life. So what you're going to find on that page is a lot of the articles that I've written for media around the world. You're going to read some of the sermons that I have given when I've been assistant pastor at different churches and temples in Chicago and Scottsdale, Arizona. And, you know, a couple articles that I wrote, there was a competition at Arizona State University, and they would give you a subject, and you would send in your essay, and they would pick like the top five people, and you know, there's no monetary award, but there you'd get a medal, you know, gold, silver, or bronze, or an honorable mention, and that kind of thing. And so there's three of my articles that I won medals for in the blog. We are going to continue to add more blogs this week because I have a plethora of material that I think you guys will enjoy. And remember, the theme is your finances on a higher power. And this entails not just thinking about your trading or adjusting your perspective of trading. This is understanding what's the underlying belief systems that you have in place about success. What is it do you believe or don't believe you're capable of doing as a trader? And this is where we get into the nuts and bolts. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty, as they say. Because if you don't know what you're capable of, truly don't know, truly don't believe, then you're not going to be able to accomplish anything, or at least very little, as a trader. Now, I can't tell you how many traders that I work with will call up, and as they're starting to discuss their most important trading challenges, they will say things like, well, you know, I'm pretty sure I know how to read a chart, and, well, I think I'm good at my analysis, as they're going through the minutiae of this trade or that trade. And they're more focused on, okay, I went to a 3-minute chart, then I checked the 5-minute chart, and then I went back to the 30-minute chart, and then I went over to the stock indices because I wanted to see if that was going to offset the futures market. And they go on and on and on when they can't even commit to admitting or believing that they can read a chart or you know, stand by their own analysis. So so think about this, folks. If you're telling yourself, well, I think I'm pretty good at my analysis, what's pretty good mean? What does pretty good mean? That doesn't mean 100%. That's a bunch of hooey. That means you don't believe in yourself. Now, before I put on any trade, and as you guys know, I'm not a scalper anymore. So my trades may last anywhere from a couple days to a couple weeks or longer, just depending on the markets. But I don't put on a trade if I'm not 100%, at least in that moment, that it's the best time to get in and it's the best price to get in. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that 5 minutes later or even 30 seconds later, the market may go against me just due to market movement. But if I feel 100% that my analysis is spot on and I have my time frame of 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months, whatever it is, and I'm going to stick to that, then I'm going to stick to that if I'm 100% in my mind. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have a stop in place to get out to limit my risk. I'll always use a stop. And for those of you that say, oh, I can get myself out. Yeah, well, you know, how many of you say that and then you call me up after you lose five figures or more and say, well, you know, sometimes I can get myself out. Well, okay, if it's only sometimes, then why aren't you using physical stops? Doesn't even make any sense. That's like leaving all your money in your crypto account without taking off your profit, at least a certain percentage of it. So, you know, you got to think about this, folks. You really have to start thinking about how you're managing your trading. This is what I help you learn. Now, you may think that you're managing it because you keep track of your trades or you look at your statement online once a month. That is not keeping track. You have to write down every single day, what is your objective before you start trading? What do I want to accomplish? And then at the end of the day, you're going to write down what you did well and what needs improvement. And I know I go over and over this with you folks, but you know, I can't tell you that just in the past week, I had like 6 or 7 traders call me up and I said, well, I keep listening to your show, but you know, I'm still not using my stops, or I don't know if I'm really good at my analysis. So if you're really listening to the show, then you would be doing better. So let's think about this for a moment. That's like those of you that call me up and say, I watch the pirated videos of Mark Douglas. I still don't get it. Well, yeah, because it's just a video. Okay? That's not the whole mishpucha. That's not the whole 9 yards. I mean, come on. Just like each radio show is not everything. It is not the whole story. So think about this, folks. There are times when you're just going to need some coaching. And a lot of times, all you need is one session. That's all. I would say a good 35% of all the traders that I have coached over all these years, all they needed was one session for it to click inside their mental environment what they needed to do. Now, I don't know how much they went on to make or not. That's not the point. But the point is they've written me back and said, hey, that was exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. A lot of times I just validate what they already know. And that's okay. That's great. I'm not here to keep you in therapy for 10 years. Okay? I want you to be the best trader you can be. I'm not like the other trading coaches saying, oh, you need a minimum of 6 to 12 sessions. I don't know that. And you don't know that. Like I said, one session could be all you need. And that would be fantastic because that means you were already on your way. And I just validated it. That's all. And there's nothing, and that's really great. I get excited when that happens. It really makes me feel good. It really does. So, you know, getting back to the website, you know, check out some of the articles on the blog page. Because it is my personal journey to finding my inner strength. And everybody needs that. And everybody should be doing that in their life, writing down in their personal journal what they've learned from certain experiences. Because that's what makes great traders. That's what turns you into a winning warrior trader. And that's what you want. You want to be that warrior that goes into battle every day and takes profit. But more importantly, keeps it. And that's what I teach you folks. So when you're ready to become a winning warrior, you know where I'm at. PaulaTWeb.com. 760-636-4290. And you can always send an email through the contact form and ask me a question. That's what I'm here for. So I hope that kind of clears things up a little bit. And if not, again, you know where I'm at. And we will continue on with this dialogue in the next section with some other good stuff. A little more about your financial projections and some good affirmations. So hang in there and we will be back shortly.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
All right. So on the show from time to time, I will try to answer to the best of my ability questions that you folks have, you know, written in about or called about. And we had a couple of requests this week about trading methodology. And there are two people on the top of my list that are still trading and still in the industry. The first one is Larry Pesavento. He's been on my show, I don't know, about a month or two ago. And he has daily market commentary on TFNN.com, Tiger TV. You can find him on YouTube. And he's just, you know, he does a really bang up job on his daily market commentary, and he still takes students. So he's an excellent teacher. We've done workshops together, he and I. We go way back. And the other person is Alexander Elder, another really good friend, excellent educator. And I don't know, he might be semi-retired, Alexander, but just go to his website and elder.com, E-L-D-E-R.com, and you'll find out what his schedule is. But both of those gentlemen have been in the industry forever. I bow to their expertise because I have my own trading methodology that Mark and I developed, our own trading system. And unfortunately, we will not release that to the public because of all the internet piracy. We were going to do that years ago. And once the piracy of our books took off and the videos piracy, we just decided to keep that in-house. And, you know, rightfully so. It's proprietary and, you know, sorry, you guys. That's where it's going to stay. But in the meantime, you know, check out Larry Pesavento, check out Alexander Elder, and also to Dr. Van Caththarp. He has a great book on a trading methodology, and he also touches on trading psychology, but more from a clinical perspective. But we were also good friends. He's said some really nice things about Mark and I and our work and vice versa. So even though he passed away a short time ago, his website is no longer active. However, you can still get his books on Amazon. And so those are the three top gentlemen in this industry that I would suggest if you're looking for a methodology, you know, check them out. And if you need more information on either one of them, just give me a call, 760-636-4290, or send in the contact form on my website. So I hope that answers your question on that. And now the other thing I want to touch on here today is being, you know, connected to your money and your credit and all that. There is a woman who writes for the LA Times. It's on their business page, and her column is called Money Talk. Her name is Liz Weston, and it says she's a certified financial planner. And I gotta say, sometimes her answers are interesting. Now, I had to write to her because her answer was incorrect. Now, with regard to your credit cards, you know, sometimes people can get into a bind and overextend themselves. And then, you know, the interest rate on their credit cards goes through the roof. So one of the things that we obviously want to do is not overextend ourselves. And, you know, look, I'm guilty of it too sometimes. So, you know, I'm human. I mean, if I see something pretty, you know, I might go over my budget. All right. But one of the things I have learned since losing everything after Mark died and filing bankruptcy was, you know, you got to be discerning on the credit cards that you enroll with. All right. I eventually got, after my bankruptcy, I got a Capital One credit card, and the interest rate, I think, was like 19%. We're talking like 8 or 9 years ago. And that was a lot. To me, that was a lot because, you know, Mark and I had really good credit until he died. And, you know, I was left in debt and people owing us over $300,000 in receivables. So, but the point is that I took the credit card because I needed to use it and I wanted to rebuild my credit. So 2 years later, Capital One had jacked the interest rate up to almost 30%, even though I was paying it off every month if I used it at all. So what I learned over that course of time was the credit card companies are going to jack your interest rate if you pay it off every month because they're not making any money. They make money on the interest they charge you when you carry a balance. All right. So, okay, I didn't know that. I never had to worry about it before. So I learned it. So I called up Capital One and I told them I wanted to cancel the card. Well, of course, they didn't want me to cancel the card. And I told them, I'm not going to pay your interest rate. I mean, let's just say I didn't need to use it. I didn't want to, and I couldn't pay it off in 1 month. I didn't want to get jacked for, you know, almost 30% interest. So I said, I am canceling the card, and I want you to notate that on the credit reporting agencies. And I want a letter in writing from you stating that I canceled the card. And let me tell you, they did not want to do that. They did not want to do that because if what they normally do, if you say, just cancel my card, they're going to post on your credit reports that they canceled the card, which technically they did. And then that's going to lower your credit rating. And that's going to stay on your credit report until you fight to get it off. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this Liz Weston writer for the LA Times, somebody wrote in and said, hey, is it better just to keep the credit card in a drawer and never use it? Or should I cancel it? And she wrote, oh, just cancel it. It's not going to hurt your credit. Well, I know for a fact that that is not true. So if any of you are out there thinking about canceling a credit card, spare yourself the hassle of arguing with them. Just don't use the card. Cut it up and leave it in the drawer. Just don't use it, okay, with the zero balance. Just leave it in the drawer. Because when I canceled the credit, the Capital One card, I think it took me probably 3 months of arguing every other day with Capital One. And they still put it on that they canceled the card. And I had to threaten legal action to get that off my credit report. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I wrote her and I told her that was wrong information. And so she wrote another article about it stating that, oh, it would just be a short glitch on your credit report, which is completely false. So these are the kind of things that affect your trading, okay? Because in the back of your mind, let's say you canceled a credit card, and then your credit rating goes down 15, 20 points. Okay, that's a hit. All right. That isn't a temporary glitch like this woman wrote, which I told her was incorrect. That's going to stay on there. And of course, the credit card company is not going to tell you that. They're going to say, oh, no, it's not going to matter to your credit rating. And that's a bunch of hooey. Because anytime the issuer posts on your credit reports that they canceled the card, which remember, technically they did because you asked them to or told them to, but they don't say that the card holder requested it canceled, then that's going to ruin your credit rating. So just these are the kind of things that I talk about being connected to your money. Now, you know, some of you are saying, well, I'm never going to cancel a credit card. Well, you know, that may be the case. But just be prepared that if you do, then, you know, you have to make sure that you say, I canceled the card, and you need to get that in writing. So you get that letter, which I did eventually, and then I sent a copy of that letter into each credit reporting agency, and they removed the statement that Capital One had canceled the card, that I was the one who requested cancellation. So this gets, you know, I know some of you call me and say, you know, I don't have time for this. Well, what do you have time for? What do you have time for? And you have to ask yourself that. What do you have time for? Well, I got to do my analysis. I got to look at my charts. I got to make sure my edge is working. I got to do my sim trading. Okay. That's all well and good. But if you're not even in touch with the credit that's been extended to you, how is it you think that you're going to take profit out of the market? If you're allowing, you know, these credit card issuers to jack your interest rate, some of them I now know are like 35%. And if you're going to accept that, then, you know, that's on you. You know, as I've said before, you know, Mark Douglas and I, you know, in the beginning when we were building the business, absolutely. You know, we had the American Express card and everything we made went back into the business. But once you're running smoothly, you know, that's the only time we used our credit cards, and the only time I use my credit cards is when I'm traveling, you know, because you know, it's not like you can pay cash to travel all the time. So, you know, that's the way I live. And by having cash in my wallet, I absolutely know exactly to the dollar, not to the penny, but to the dollar, what's in every single one of my accounts. Because every time I'm pulling that cash out of my wallet, it's gone. Okay, it's over. So that way, I know where I'm at financially every single day. And that's where traders need to be as well. So I'm just bringing up this article from this Liz Weston as an example of misinformation or absolute false information, that you cannot believe everything you read in the media or hear or see. I've corrected her twice, and she's still coming back stating it's not going to affect your credit. So, or if it is, it's momentary. No, it isn't. It took me almost a year to get that off my credit report from Capital One. Almost a year. So, and that did affect my credit. 25 points. That's a lot. Just because they wrote that they canceled the card when I was the one who canceled it. So you may think I'm taking this too far, but I'm sorry. I work hard for my money. When I'm trading, I am in 100%. And I'm not letting anything or anyone take anything away from me or my credit rating or my peace of mind. And that's how you need to think, like a warrior trader. You're not just in battle with the market, you're in battle with your credit. So keep that in mind. We'll be right back. Okay. So, like I said, this show is about your finances on a higher power. And yes, it's primarily geared toward trading, but if you don't have an overall global picture of who you are financially, then you're not going to be able to create that in the markets. Excuse me. It doesn't work that way, folks. So, you know, I know how much disposable income I have for my trading at any given moment. I'm looking at my statements, you know, at least once a week, whether it's my trading account or my bank accounts or anything that I have that involves money. You know, my credit card statements, everything. I pay everything on the first day of the month, regardless of when the due date is. And that's another thing. If you pay ahead of time, that lowers your interest rate. These are all little simple things that many of you probably already know what to do or how to do or how are doing them. But you'd be surprised how many traders don't even think about this. And this is why I'm bringing it up. Now, I've also got quite a few requests to post on Facebook. I absolutely will not post on Facebook. And as I've mentioned previously, Facebook doesn't like me anymore because I called them out for charging my credit card for ads they claim I placed. Now, I don't place ads on Facebook. All right, if I'm going to put an ad out there, it's going to be on my own website. I'm certainly not going to pay Zuckerberg any money to put an ad on his, you know, his media, considering I don't care for his media, because when I started using it again about a year and a half ago, all of a sudden I started getting awful posts about animal abuse. So I, you know, and then I was getting these charges for $5 here, $7 there, $54.95 here, and it was all for these fake ads. And so I called them out, and I canceled the credit card that you know was on the account with Facebook. And so now I can't post anything. Now, with that said, it's in this past Wednesday in the New York Post newspaper, there's a whole page on ads by Chinese scammers on Facebook. Fake ads, fake charges, However, this was from 2024, and that's when I was calling out Facebook over these fake charges. And guess what? Mark Zuckerberg took in $3 billion from these alleged fake ads. $3 billion. So I don't know what kind of connection he has to China. I don't care. I do not use Facebook. And I'm not going to post any of my material on Facebook. Facebook is social media. It is not business media. You want anything about my work, my information, my products? That's on my website. Okay? That's what I control, my website. We will be starting our YouTube channel in January, as I said, and that's a little different. We are going to, you know, we do have to use some sort of platform, but we'll see. Maybe we'll find a media for doing the video presentations. I don't know. But the point is, I don't do business on social media. I don't do business on WhatsApp. I don't do business on Instagram. First of all, I don't have the time to be on social media. I trade, I write, and I coach. All right. So I'm not going to give up the rest of my day or night to go on social media. There's nothing on social media that I am interested in. I read the newspaper every morning. I listen a little bit, to the news in the morning. I watch the markets. I have that on in the background. If I'm not trading that day, so I'm just switch from my monitor and look at the screen. But other than that, social media. Just think of the word social. Social media. Now, I understand that people monetize greatly on social media. Again, that is not my primary focus. My primary focus is to help all of you become the best traders you can be. Okay? I don't need to fill my head with junk. So, and there's a lot of junk out there on social media. I'm not saying there isn't good stuff too, but for the most part, there's a lot of bad stuff. So let's just keep in mind that, first of all, we all make mistakes, okay? But, God doesn't care. He loves you no matter what you do, all right? And that's what I said about the life coaching. You have to really truly believe that God loves you, whether you're making it as a trader or not. And if your family or your significant other or someone who cares about you is harassing you or haranguing you, I should say, because you haven't made it as a trader yet, then what does that tell you about where they're at? It doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It just means they probably are afraid for you. And that's what I was getting to in the beginning about working with the spouses of traders. When the wives started opening up, and just it was nonstop chatter about how afraid they were that they were going to lose their home, and then they might lose their husband because he would feel like a failure, and all of that, there's a lot of fear. Okay, so just keep in mind, you have to overcome your own fear about not making it as a trader, because then your loved ones won't feel your fear, because they are feeling your fear. So just keep that in mind, okay? Be strong. You make an investment in yourself, and you know how to do this already. You already know this because you've already done it in other areas in your life. So just remember, have a well-balanced day, all right? In the first book of Peter, 5.8, says, be well balanced, be temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. And we could turn that into a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to always live a well-balanced life and be willing to make any adjustments I need to make in order to see that happen. There, pretty simple, right? Very simple. Just remember, keep your days balanced. And don't let distractions get in your way. Remember, this day is a gift from God, and Don't waste it living in the past. Forget about those losing trades. They're over. Tomorrow's another day. This is Dr. Paula signing off again. Have a great week, and I wish you all the best. To my Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah just this past week. To my Christian friends, Merry Christmas, and I wish you a prosperous week and Happy New Year. And we will talk to you again soon. Take care and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.